Last time, on Lawful Stupid, you are able to get to your dinghy and you are rowing furiously as you hear the airship. You are able to make it to the ship.
You're back. Were you successful?
Delmore, it's good to see you. Glad to be back.
Captain! They're flying a white flag!
So the airship does come closer and closer as it eventually skids down and does a water landing and pulls alongside your ship. A young woman approaches and lays down a gangplank over to your ship.
Oh, why, hello, Oslo. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. I'm Belch. Cannonfire bombards the airship docked next to you.
I believe I distinctly told you not to have too much fun without me.
Those pirates are from our old captain!
Lay down your arms, or I have the airship blow us all to hell. What a strange stalemate. Perry, with her pirate escort, have arrived on scene. Perry, you may gangplank your way onto the ship if you would like.
I would like to do that. Do the three ships I'm with have captains? And what are their names? Because if you haven't named them, I have.
Yes, go ahead.
Their names are Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Oh my god!
Son of a bitch.
Perfect.
They do have names.
They do have names.
They do have names. Their names are Captain Thorn, Captain Spine, and Captain Bristle.
I thought you were going to say Captain.
Captain.
You do not know their names.
Anonymity is key.
Okay, yes. I would like to gangplank my way on over to the Hope. Also,
Perry!
Delmore!
Perry!
You missed a lot of shit.
Yes, it would seem so.
You look good, Captain.
Thank you. Please go some. Garrett.
Captain.
Ma'am, I don't think I know your name.
I don't know who you're referring to.
Belgium?
Okay. Well, there's also the dream note.
Oh.
Oh, that's true. Oh, God. I didn't think she was even there.
Oh, no, she's there.
I saw she ran downstairs.
Now, she's been standing very, very still with her eyes closed the entire time.
I would like to pause where the gangplank meets the taffrail of the Hope, but not, like, hop down yet. Just kind of cross my arms over my chest.
I'm Belgian. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you too. My name's Peregrine.
Turn.
Peregrine, turn. Yes, who are you and why are you here?
I'm Belgian and I
know your name. Who are you and why are you here?
I'm Belgian, and I thought that I was here as part of an accord struck with the captain of the Hope to join your expedition to the mainland and bring with the resources of the Alliance.
The captain of the Hope, and I look over at Barnabas.
Oslo's got the
hat.
He shakes his head.
Look over at Delmore. Shakes his head. Looks over at Garrett. Shakes his head.
Oslo, who is up on the, whatever the high boat word is.
Yardarm? The sideways part of
the wheel is. Yeah. No, wherever the wheel is, up on
the helm?
The helm. That yeah. word, yes. Oslo, who's up on the helm, up on the railing of the helm with her captain's hat.
Thinks about Tap. His ghost shakes his head.
He's gone.
Cycles through every single person I've met. Oslo! The captain of the Hope.
I got the hat.
I see that.
Delmore's, well, actually, that's my hat.
No, you died.
Well, no, I didn't.
How?
we need to talk later.
Sure.
I did think you were dead, and I'm sorry. I'm very pleased to see that you aren't. Inside, I'm leaping for joy. Outside, not so much. So, Belgium.
Peregrine.
You can call me Captain. There's a liaison, you said.
That was the agreement.
Why don't I believe you?
Ask your friend.
It is. We said she could be the liaison, and then you accidentally attacked the airship, and then I accidentally attacked because I thought you were a bad guy.
There's guns involved. There's a lot of firing.
Misunderstandings, and now here we are. You caught up.
I'm going to jump down from the gangplank and lean against the taffrail.
And now I know I've been gone a little bit, and I may have gotten a little bit of sun. Possibly I haven't been drinking the right rum. Can someone explain to me why we are making alliances with the Alliance?
Because of Davy Jones.
Go on.
He sank an island. He sank the entirety of one of the big three islands.
Cosin.
That one.
Jinx.
And
double jinx. You owe me a
rum. Shoot, good spell.
And now the Alliance wants help turning tail and running.
They want to come to the mainland as well.
And it's either we help each other and get there together, or they kill us and get there themselves.
So Jones has been busy.
Did you think he wouldn't be?
No, I assumed he'd be up to something.
Wanton destruction, apparently.
Oh, man. Well, I don't particularly want to get in bed with the Alliance.
That makes two. That's
taking it a bit far, isn't it?
It's a figure of speech, isn't it? Now I'm... I personally would like some time to think about this further. In the meantime, I have secured us some reinforcements. A gesture of pirate ships.
How's the waves?
They all wave back, all the crew simultaneously.
Terrifying.
Yeah,
they
creepy.
Do that sometimes. Like,
in perfect unison.
It's always good to have like an in-sync crew, but they're a little bit too in-sync.
They never stop singing songs.
They never stop singing.
They all have frosted tips. It's weird.
Perfect choreography.
My brain has suddenly expelled every... Bye, bye, bye. Okay.
There we go.
Every single NSYNC song. So come on. I'm like, that's Backstreet Boys. That's Backstreet Boys. No, that's also Backstreet Boys.
They're the same thing.
I know.
Basically.
My brain agrees.
Fools, double money.
I mean... If we work with them, they don't kill us. Now.
And how does this all end up? We get to the mainland. We explore. Secure resources. Escape Jones. And then we all live in happy peace together? Somehow I don't see the Alliance buying that.
Oh, no. She made mention of that part specifically, that... Once we got there, then it would be pretty much everyone kind of does their own thing. So that's probably when they'll kill us, right? I'm guessing you'll do that then. If
of the individuals here, I'm the only one who seems to be able to keep their word when it comes to an agreement. Unfortunately, us working together, that ship has sailed or flown or whatever euphemism you like. Our services are hereby officially retracted.
What? Why?
Because
shot them.
You shot at my ship.
On accident.
Multiple times.
You heard
times.
Me say, whoops.
Literally multiple times.
Yeah, it looked
times.
Like an accident.
And then attack
you, Garrett.
Me.
Because you stabbed me.
After I told you to not shoot my ship, and then you did it again.
I tried not to. We were moving around, and it just happened again. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm sincerely sorry.
I don't believe you.
Well, that's your problem. But, so would you kill us now?
No. That... You can drop me off at the nearest alliance port.
Oh, how nice. Okay.
Your airship's not going to take you?
I'm sorry?
Your airship's not going to take you?
No. You're feeling a little skittish after last time. Our superiority with that particular ship happens to exist in the air, so they're not going to be coming for me.
You want to go to the prison over there?
Oh yeah, we could take you to the prison. That seems like a safe place for you.
Do a port, if you would.
There's not a port at the... Okay.
I don't know the map, so I don't know where that would be.
Yeah, you could easily make port off one of the outskirting islands of the Shattered Heart.
So, Skysong is drawing a conclusion. And so he's looking back and forth and he says, hold on 1 second. Delmore, you were in the for high profile alliance enemies. And obviously you have some history with this Belgian. What do you think we should do with her?
For the life of me, I haven't been able to figure it out yet.
Should we put her in a holding cell or something while we travel? Are we safe to travel with her?
Well, she's not going to try anything while she's here on the ship with us because she's vastly outnumbered. She's aware that if we try to make a move on her, she can call the airship in, and from a safe range, they can firebomb us all. And I can tell you, from experience, she's not afraid to die for a cause.
Good enough for me.
Oh, Captain, what's your call?
Oh, me?
You have the hat.
I did have the hat. Yay! or take her to Shattered Heart, I guess.
We do have a hold. I don't think it's in much use.
Close time for everything.
I mean, it'll keep her out of trouble. Not that it sounds like she's gonna make any.
No, but it'll just feel really nice. You know? And it looks like you've picked up sailors, so we're not really hurting for hands right now.
We have a few less than we had earlier, but yeah.
More people than I have ever seen on the ship.
Well, that depends on how
looks
you...
Looks at the other three ships.
That depends on how you ship. Mean people, though, doesn't it?
Sure, yes. The ghost.
Yeah. They count. Okay.
Ghosts are people, too.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. Not. Take her downstairs. We'll head to whatever the closest little island of the Shattered Heart is.
I sure will. I would like to escort her down to the hold, if possible.
By all means.
Muscle her down to the... For 1 second, it's like that feeling where you go to your friend's house and they have another friend over. And you don't know the other friend, and then your mutual friend gets up to, like, go to the bathroom or something. So Perry's gone, it's and there's just, like, awkward. The hope. And these three pirate ships just, like, chilling for a second.
So, you like video games?
What's a video game?
You guys want to compare captain hats?
Mine's bigger. Sounds
like you going to let that slide, Oslo?
Yeah, well, mine is shiny. Or it's gotta be.
Yeah, good job, Captain. I'm proud.
It's stuck it to him. Oh, fuck, it's shining. We're idiots.
That was the trick all along. Glitter glue.
My feather's bigger.
Shit, she got a big ass feather. I've got a whole bird on mine, says Spine.
I'll eat your bird for breakfast.
That bird will eat you for breakfast.
We used to have a bird.
I've already killed one. I'll kill another. I don't care.
My bird's killed 5,000 kobolds.
My dad could beat up your dad.
My bird is the reason why you don't see very many kobolds on the Sapphire Sea.
My That's boat dad can kill you your know boat it. Dad.
You don't know that.
I do know that, actually.
What are you, 8 years old?
She's 12. Leave her alone.
15.
Ah! Old age for a kobold? I'm Captain Spine. Fuck you!
If Captain Spine was also to see a kobold. It's
childish fight.
Oslo's over on the taffrail now, just like shaking her fist.
Hey! What's your name? Tony! Fuck you, Tony!
Fuck you, Tony!
What's your name? Ezekiel! Fuck you, Ezekiel!
Fuck you, Spine!
I would like to return at this moment and just like rush over to Oslo and pick her up and spin her around in a circle and then hug her very tightly. Oh, I've missed you.
I missed you too.
Put her down.
You say
when she like looks
crushing damage.
Ooh. When she like looks back at the rest of the crew, she's like actually like smiling and some semblance of her previous self. And you'll note, Perry has had an upgrade I'm very excited about. And that she's now wearing a long pirate coat. That's all. And her hair is in one long braid. She's got a crown on her.
Shiny.
Oh, I have missed you all so much. Tell me everything.
Okay, so. Sail and talk.
Yes.
Sail and talk, Captain.
So, we went on these day trips for the proprietor, and apparently they took a week, but we went to like 3 or 4 different places, and we found a dragonborn, and we found some kobolds, and we helped him get the strongest liquor ever. No, we got to get the, I drank the strongest liquor ever. We helped him get a cure for hangover, which is super useful. And now he's our cook, and we got 3 kobolds, and we got some people, and then we went to a shipwreck island, and we fought this big scary thingy with a big mouth, and we got Ripple over there, and she's cool, and she can control winds. And we also got, like, everyone else that lived on the island. And then we went to a sandbar, and we found a ship. It's called Miss Fortune. It's over there. And we met Saren, and we met Tiffany. And they had Ryder without a head. And
how?
I don't know. And, they needed to talk. And we kind of just, like, helped them talk.
Okay.
And then they decided to join us. So now we have another ship over there. And, then we got ready, and then we stormed the prison. And we got in there, and the floor blew up, and it was Delmore. And oh god, it's Delmore! We found Delmore! He's over there.
Pleasure.
Hi, Delmore.
Hi.
I have...
And she gets real... She stops, like, every bit of energy just stops, and she gets real quiet, and... And she looks at Delmore. And we found Finn.
You found Finn again? Oh, God, they're both still alive.
Finn's not okay.
I would imagine not. He's been in Alliance custody for months. Both of you have. I'm surprised, Delmore, you look as well as you do. Where is he? Why didn't he come with you?
Finn is soup.
What?
I don't know. It was really hard to look at. He's just kind of a soup of animal parts. Adrian? Adrian?
They ate him?
No, he eats... He kills anything that tries to kill him.
Well, yes, he's a very ferocious fighter.
She like
shut up.
Ow. That's Adrian. She can speak to Finn. She's a Psyduck or something.
A what?
Psychic. A Psion is what you're looking for.
Psywave.
I'm a Psion, and it's very hard to do what I do at this range.
Psion, like the heir to a royal family?
No, it's spelled differently.
Oh, never learned how to spell.
We're just going to be getting further away.
I know, but I'm going to hold on for as long as I can.
What?
She can talk to Finn, and she helps him.
Any of us can talk to Finn.
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
Finn's not okay.
Becoming a very cyclic conversation. What do you mean?
I don't know how to explain it.
He's special. He can adapt to anything that would harm him. He adapts to his environment, to conditions that are placed on him. And when he was poisoned, he shoots a sharp look at Belgian when he says that.
She is in the hold.
Looks down to where she would be. When he was poisoned, his body started to change, and he became Bestial. And then the Alliance decided, oh, what a neat, fun toy we have. So they started trying any way they could think of to finally do him in, but he just kept adapting and changing and getting stronger to the point that he's not even recognizable anymore.
He's soup.
I wish you wouldn't say that, but yes.
They made him into a monster.
They have a habit of doing that.
Our list of people to avenge is getting very long.
But he might still be able to be saved. I told him I'd come back. I'm not gonna leave him this time.
Where does that fit with him?
I don't know.
If Jones is on the move, then our timeline has just become very short.
Well, we knew he wasn't gonna just sit and twiddle his thumbs.
Certainly, I didn't know he was powerful. Who's evil. I know he doesn't care about anyone but himself, but I didn't think he would sink an entire island.
At least, like, I figured he'd, like, build up to it or something.
No, the fuck he did.
You ever thought that is to build up?
Start out small.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that is the build up, guys.
We had a couple other things on the to-do list that Proprietor gave us that included going to the Palasa Isles and the Men of Vargen.
Hmm. I'd like to do that.
It could be doable.
There might have been one or two other things. I'm trying to find it in my notebook. Give me a second.
I have pirates now, at least.
We get all the pirates, right? All of them.
Yes, every single one.
Every
all of
single
them.
Pirate.
Yep. They sit before you.
How'd you become a pirate queen? That's... seems interesting.
Well.
Are you married now, Perry?
No.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Because you might have married the pirate king, I get it.
Well, you weren't a queen when you left. You appear to be a queen now. And I just assumed right by marriage. But,
first of all,
you know.
The word queen has never passed betwixt my lips.
It just did, actually, but that's okay.
You are wearing a crown.
You are, this.
And this you just true. Said the word queen, so they did. Anyways, just made an decision. Wearing a crown.
I throw myself back on the pirate ship. Peace.
Excuse me for asking a question, and you get real upset because I used the word queen. Good to see not much has changed, Captain. Appreciate you. Just trying to figure out what happened to you.
But you won't let me talk, interestingly enough. So.
Good point, go on.
Wish this wasn't an audio medium just for the...
The faces.
The annoyed head wiggle. So, I spoke with the proprietor before I left. Are you familiar with Lusitania?
I'm not.
That was... Actually, I don't know if I don't know if Oslo would know that.
The goddess of the sea, more or less. Embodiment of the ocean.
Ah, yes, we've heard of her.
So there's a bit of a history there. Iono and Davy Jones are locked in forever combat for her hand. They're attempting to woo her. Unfortunately, she's dead. And has been for a while. And I spoke to Prior about this because I was hoping, you know, fell out with Jones, fell out with Iono, kind of useless, need to find something else. And he told me that. And also, she is his sister?
Yes.
Sapphire.
She's not dead, apparently.
Well, she is right now, but a wise man once told me death is never the end. So she'll be back. In the meantime, she left a crown. Hair flip. This is very shiny. You may not touch it.
So are you or aren't you married?
No.
She okay.
left this crown with various pirates captains. Who I have managed to convince to join us. That's the long and short of it. And now I can do this. I pull out my sword and I whack it against, I don't know, a crate or something. And I would like to cast Thunderous Smite.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You blow up the last of the ship's pickled herring.
Good riddance. Never liked
yeah,
that fish.
No.
Slip, crap. The three fucking kobolds just like descend upon it and start eating it.
We've got a wonderful cleanup crew.
Trickle. Slip, grip, and trickle. Slip, trip, and trickle.
Flip, trip.
It's not trickle.
Slip, dip, flip, flip. Trip.
So proud of our captain for and knowing cripple. Her kobold army, its names.
Pip, trip, cripple. Get
right
over
now.
Here.
I always want to think it's... well, I won't say that's a family podcast.
Well.
I had a thought also, but I didn't say it.
Family can be 10 dads. Just say it.
You're right.
Sometimes a family is just 10 dads.
Lick, stick, and trickle is what I always want to say. It isn't like that's a different thing.
Tell me about it. Come on. Let's take a break.
No.
This is our normal halftime.
save it for the $69 tier, baby.
So that's what I've been up to.
So you got a dragon crown?
More or less.
It's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Never again will I have to swear allegiance to a god who doesn't care about me.
Fuck yeah!
Here, here.
Me too.
Unfortunately.
So, I need to rest. My stomach feels very hurt from being stabbed earlier, so I think what I'm going to go do is
sleep it off.
Down for a little bit and see if it heals.
Yeah,
it's good to see you, Captain. You look very good. You look more tan, as you mentioned. You do have tan. I see that. And you seem more confident now that you're not under the whims of an evil Davy Jones. That work? Are we going to try to kill him now? Is that what?
I would like to.
Yeah,
I do owe a life debt to Rail.
We
so
do, yes.
That would
well,
be
I'm going to go get a nap and then save Rail. First of all,
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Not first. Hey, do I have to give you back the captain hat? But
she's right. We all unanimously elected me captain.
Dumble.
Yes,
Peregrine.
Look around you, Dumble. Does this look like Fate's Compass?
Well, to be fair, it's kind of your fault that we don't have Fate's Compass anymore, so this is my new ship.
He doesn't know that.
You don't know that, first of all.
They told me while I was in prison. They told me while I was in prison. It's Perry's fault.
So I agree.
That's the first you learn that day one in the joint.
Everything's just Harry's fault.
Yeah, that's what they used to say on the streets.
Hmm. Well, unfortunately, this isn't your ship, Dumble.
Okay, I tell you what. You give me your teeth. You can have the ship.
Okay, Findle.
So they took mine. I paid a price already. If you give me a refund, give me your canines. I'll take those.
Do you think everything that's happened to me since you've been gone could be paid for by two teeth?
Yes. I would accept that.
No. I did leave there. So if you don't want me as your captain, I can't stop you from mutinying, I guess.
Fine. I was already the captain.
You are not the captain, Delmore. You were never the captain of this ship, Delmore. It doesn't belong to you.
I think we should have a vote, is all I'm saying.
At this point, Oslo is clutching the hat to her head.
Why don't you ask the owner of the ship?
I don't know. Who owns it?
Barney?
Barnabas.
I know we've had our troubles in the past, like when you straight up murdered that kid. However,
Garrett looks at Barnabas.
Okay.
However,
that was some subtext. It was not a child.
That was also Perry's fault.
It was Finn's fault, actually.
There's no, God looking over my shoulder telling me not to kill people anymore, Delmore.
Delmore?
Delmore!
Jeffrey?
Jeffrey! The dark clouds are rolling in, Delmore! It's only a one-bedroom apartment, Delmore, but it's very sizable.
I think we should have a vote. I think it's the only way. We have a crew now. They should decide who the captain is. I've also been giving them all hand biscuits this entire time, privately. It's the only thing they fed us in the joint.
Even though, they're bleeding and tired and beaten from fighting against.
Well, we can settle this once we get back to the menagerie.
Yeah.
Actually,
we need to contact the ram?
Per rules, I think only the captain can name a new captain.
We'll figure it out at the menagerie. Do we need to contact the ram? And those alchemists?
I don't know who they are. I'm Delmore.
Other people on this ship?
No, it's fine. I'll send them messages.
Okay. If we think they're fine.
I mean, I just said I would send them messages, Captain. They will be fine.
Don't know how a message is fine, but okay.
I'm going back to my room to lay down. I want to send a message to Jasper.
Okay, you can send a message.
I don't know if you'd allow it or like, hey, not right now, bro.
No, you
that
sir.
That message is.
Okay, yeah.
Some weird stuff is happening right now. Are you on the ship with us?
Is that the end of the message?
Period.
Period.
I say period.
Okay, perfect.
Over.
Like the last few times, there is no response.
Okay, let's try Yakima one more time. Did you get out, my friend?
Is that period?
Period. Over.
Like the last few times, there is no response.
What was it?
Figure we bip our way back to the menagerie?
I have a fun moment. Actually, no, first I need to talk to these pirates.
Yeah.
I just tell them we're heading back to the menagerie. Chase are awake. Try not to leave them behind.
Yar.
Yar-dee-da. Yo ho.
That's all they speak in.
Avast.
Avast, me hearties. Then I have a fun moment where I try to go to bed. I don't know which room is mine anymore.
Not the captain's. That's all it seems.
You don't want to go in there.
No! What did you do with all my things?
No, your things are probably fine. Your things are probably like, I think your things are over in like a corner. Like just a little parry spot. But like the bed, the covers have all been like swirled around into this big nest. There, she might have chewed into the mattress a little bit. And then like the other side of the room is just all the stuff that she used to keep up in the crow's nest, but now it's down here. So it's just like driftwood and bones and dyes and shiny rocks and feathers.
So she
poker chips.
Just like muscle memory, she walks to the captain's quarter, opens the door, and is like stares for a second, closes it. Okay. I'll find a hammock somewhere else.
There's plenty of open hammocks in the galley.
I know. Rail's room.
Well, now it belongs to the actual crew.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Well, that took. Hey, what'd the time go before we got sent back? How long do you last?
Hey. How? Matter of interest, not super relevant right now.
Sure.
How many pirates do we have now? Like.
Now 32.
Between the three ships?
Oh, you're talking about crew on
the pirates I recruited.
Oh, the pirates you recruited. There are 89.
Nice. Okay.
Where'd you get that number from? Break it down for me.
Made it up.
He counted past 47 for the first time in his life and arrived at 89. Tooth of the Azure. Oh,
indeed.
Owe me a potion.
Double jinx, owe me two.
Shit, he fucked you up.
Jinx plus infinity.
Well, there's actually multiple affinities, so.
Fuck, yeah. He's right!
Dang it!
Absolutely roasted!
Welcome to the Laughful Stupid Podcast, where we are 12 years old.
And a half.
Bro.
Jinx to infinity plus one.
Which one? Which infinity?
All of them. Infinity plus infinity.
Where everything's been out of spaghetti noodles and meatballs. That's
tasty.
What's up. Very hungry right now. Back to the menagerie.
Back to the menagerie.
Any ship business to attend to?
Oh, we do need to drop off Belgian and Shattered Heart.
Yep.
I don't, especially if she's going to be pissed at us, I don't want to take her to the menagerie.
For sure.
Okay.
How's the Shattered Heart looking?
That's fine. From what you can see from the ship,
I mean, like, does it look like there's the same number of people coming in it? Because we stole their,
You're not going to Venture House.
Oh, what
Venture Coast
of?
Is its own little thing.
Venture Coast is an island within the Shattered Heart.
Yeah, within.
Shattered Heart is a bunch of little islands.
Okay.
That's why it's the Shattered Heart.
Right, for sure. I just didn't know how close they were. I don't know if it was like a... Just see one of them from all of them.
No.
I sort of messed up the whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's fine. Also, a related note, I was looking at our list of things to do, one of which was getting Bounty's Best, which I have written as being in Kosin. So I guess we're not going to get that anymore.
No.
Unless.
Ooh, Under the Sea. Yeah. We gotta get one of those tokens so we can go submarine mode.
I have very exciting news for you guys.
You can hold your breath underwater at level 6.
Ooh. And so can you guys.
What?
It's my aura.
They're within 10 feet. Stay close.
Swims too fast for Oslo. And
no, I just
back.
Hold on. I just latch on.
So we could still go get the thing on Kosu.
If we want to deal with like thousands of pounds of pressure.
This is true.
Yeah, you don't have thousands of pounds
She's
of pressure.
She's the captain
really.
Of three. Yeah.
And as Ray delightfully said to me, I can't drown anymore. I pointed out specifically the text says you can breathe underwater. So you can still drown in oil, horse piss, ale.
Combination.
Any liquid that's not.
The blood of your enemies.
Davy Jones' next move is to turn the ocean from water to like...
horse piss. Yes.
Special.
Yeah. So specific.
Very gentleman bastards of you.
Thank you. That's the reference for everybody. Hey, if you haven't read Gentleman Bastards, pick up Lies of Locke Lamora using Audible. Audibletrial.com/LockTheStupid. Get your free audiobook today.
Meet Iona for yourself.
So we drop off Belgian, I suppose.
She waves at you with her handkerchief as you depart.
Be the world!
With a dagger in it. Do we hear back from, like, our friends that were also doing this suicide mission with us? Like, Ram and the alchemists and...
You haven't spoken to them.
All right.
Yes, Captain.
Can we, like, check on the people who are helping us?
Yes, of course. I cast Sending. Ram, you good dog? ?
There is no response.
Ram's dead. I message the alchemist boy.
Yeah. You message Steve the alchemist.
No. Are you dead? And so are you a part of your necromancer army? Or are you good?
Crawl Skullsmith?
Yes.
Gary!
Just got.
Yeah, I'm okay. A bunch of us made it out. A bunch of us didn't. Ram. He didn't make it. But don't worry. I got
it. I cast him again. Excellent. Captain, good news. It may have been a little hasty in saying that Ram is gone for good.
Oh, okay, cool.
Every single right, time so, you... Sorry, go ahead.
At least not everyone we know is dead.
Yeah, no, we did have some casualties, but it sounds like the important people are gonna make it through. Gonna pull through.
I imagine that every time you address someone as Captain, it's like that scene in Pirates of the Caribbean. Where, like, Delmore, Oslo, and Perry all turn, like, yeah? Who you talking to?
So I think we've all agreed that Oslo is acting captain until we get back to the menagerie.
Yeah, listen, yeah. Sure, but, like, old habits die hard.
It's like when you walk into a playground and somebody says dad, and, like, three dads all look. Like,
yeah.
It's a very common name, dad.
Dad.
I am dad. Of the clan dad.
The clan daddy.
Daddy.
Alright, that's all I had.
Okay. Any other business?
I would just like to spend the journey trying to get to know the crew that I didn't meet before that are here now.
Sure. Yeah, roll charisma.
Challenge them to drinking games.
Curry favor.
Play dice.
Roll
bribe them for
oh,
the
yes.
boat. Yeah, no, makes sense.
General
you pull out the dice and Oslo immediately descends upon you to play.
The fun thing is, I'm not good at dice. Just general charisma?
Yep.
21.
Pretty good. Yeah, you're making a lot of friends.
Hey. Should probably, you know, also repair what we can on the way back, too.
Yeah.
Just general ship upkeep things.
Sure. Ship upkeep. Plug the holes.
Ship keep.
One kobold with his finger in the hole.
That's just where he stands now.
I've read that scroll.
Yeah.
That's all my ship business. Just getting to know people.
Very good. As you arrive at Menagerie, a few things happen. The first is this. Dwayne.
Dope.
I have a gift for you.
Thank you.
It's the Agency of Delmore.
What's up? Hello, this is the Agency of Delmore, here for all your financial financial management needs.
I now have two characters.
And two riders.
You both. Well, yeah.
You only have one rider.
Shoot, I'm sorry, I tried to give you a gift too.
I have one rider and a zombie, and that's fine. Got it.
Make the zombie ride rider.
This is my own new weird horseman. That's great. It's the fifth horseman. A zombie upon a still horse.
Of the Ashokalypse. Yeah. It's a new song we're writing right now.
It's called Zop. Zop.
Zop.
So we're docking then at the menagerie?
Yeah, I assume.
Okay, well, I mean, there was so much boat stuff. I'm trying to make sure we're actually getting there.
Yeah, you're there.
Okay, cool. So Garrett's going to go talk to Sky Song real quick.
Do I need to?
No.
You be Sky Song.
No, I just need to talk to Sky Song. It doesn't need to be headphones off. Okay. I want people to be involved. Or at least here.
That's
in real
what
time.
You're asking. I was like, do yeah. I need to?
Do you need to go to Fiona? No. Scarson, do that thing.
oh no, that's a $69 tier.
Scarson.
Get so lonely on the sea.
yes, my friend.
Given everything that's going on, and has gone on, I'm not sure that this is what I signed up for.
What do you mean?
It was all fun and games when we were pulling a heist and tricking people. But I'm not really the want murder and frontline war guy. So I'm going to stay on the menagerie. I'm going to help them move along their alchemical prowess. I think that will help us when we hit the mainland. And frankly, I don't want to be on the... I saw a guy lose a head from a cannonball. That's... I don't want to be front line to that.
Well, I understand. I get it. But I gotta be out there. I gotta be seeing what the world has to offer to you, so... But you'll be here, right? We can come, and every time we come back, we can kick it? Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Anytime, yeah. Come, we'll just have a... Whatever thing.
We'll goof around when we come back.
Yeah.
And
we'll drink. We can trick the captain. It'll be great. Well, hold on. We can trick Perry. And then I can make the captain breathe fire. We'll have a good old time.
Well, I think Perry's had enough of me. So I'm going to try to be better.
Oh, I agree, Sky Song. You should be much more respectful towards her. However, when we come back and we're all drinking and goofing around, we'll just, you know, you gotta... Have some gaffes, you know? Some
I just pranked you. I'm definitely going to mess with her while we still have her. She seems pretty BA
you got
now.
Me.
She's like a pirate's BA.
Yeah, I'm so proud of her. It's impressive, honestly.
I'm going to miss you, though.
No, I'll miss you.
So what are you going to do while you work here? Where making potions and stuff?
I'm going to talk to the proprietor and see what I can do to help. I've been doing the alchemy thing for a while. I'm pretty sure I can help.
Can you put a good word in for me? I don't think he trusts me very much.
I mean, kind of for good reason, right?
Okay, low blow. I deserve that, but...
I mean, yeah, but I got your back. Don't worry about it. I just don't want to be surprised.
That's what I need to know, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And then hug Sky Song.
Oh yeah, it's a tight hug. It's like a pat hold pat.
Yep. And then
deep sigh, release.
He's going to walk to Perry and Oslo together. Perry, Captain.
Garrett.
I'm going to disembark here.
I think we all are.
Yes, no, sorry. Good point. I'm done. I'm going to go help the proprietor instead of sail with you all. You've got your friend back. That's great. He seems more of the fighting type. I mean, he blew a hole up in the prison and was super excited about it. I'm not for the frontline gore thing. The prison was a good reminder of that. So I'm gonna help the proprietor.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't worry, you'll be fine. You've got three captains now. I mean, I'm sure you'll sort that out.
But are you still gonna try and turn me into a dragon?
You know what? I will work on some potions for you. You know what? Good point. And I hand her a potion of flying. It's not fire. But you'll get to fly like a dragon.
Oslo just takes this potion in her tiny little claws. And just...
Oh, that's going to be so exciting, Oslo.
I'm going to keep this and have a very good time.
I have a question. And this is more of a suggestion than a question. Does Oslo have the impulse control to not chug it immediately?
Would you like me to roll a wisdom save?
I want you to search your heart. I'm not asking. Star knows this can come in very much handy later. But does Oslo?
I think at this moment, Oslo is in such shock that at the concept that a bottle of liquid could cause her to physically fly. And she also doesn't entirely know what to expect, that she's just like, oh my god, I have the most precious shiny in my hands right now.
And then Oslo remembers when she rode on the proprietor's back and the freedom she felt soaring through the air, the wind in her scales.
And then Garrett pats her snoot to break her concentration.
Just knock her out of the stage.
I'm getting ready to snatch.
Roll to snatch.
Captain, I feel like you'll need these. And I hand her three potions of healing and 200 gold, which is not all my gold, but Garrett won't need his gold where he's going.
He'll need to get supplies and stuff.
I mean, I still have gold left over from that. That's why I didn't give every ounce of gold, because that would have been tacky. But he doesn't need a shit ton of gold.
Garrett will miss you.
I'll miss you, Captain, but you look well. I'm not worried about you.
That makes one of us.
Well, we were headed in the right direction, weren't we? But you know, you just come by any time and I'll give you that morale boost. I'll be your cheerleader. Don't worry.
I miss you, Wizard Dad.
Don't worry. Eventually you'll come back and visit, and hopefully by then I'll have a way to turn you into a true dragon.
Okay, I'll come back every time and ask.
Look forward to that day.
I expect it.
Okay.
Be well, Garrett. I hold out my hand.
And you. Oh, he shakes it. You know what? He gives you a hug. He worries about you.
Oh. Very strong hug back.
And as Garrett walks away into the sunset, the sound of jangling potion bottles echoing in his wake. That's where we'll end this episode.
Oh, I guess my question is, like, when do I get to, like, swap back to the Finn?
Let's take a minute to check in with Finn.
Well, we're gonna need a big, like, cauldron first.
My genuine and loving answer to you is, if you can turn him back into a boy again, then you can have him.
No, I think he's gonna be important later for someone else, so they can have him.
Someone else could have him. The new player we get to replace Devin. Play Finnegan.
Adoptive Finn.
The juice.
I think how this show ends is we somehow get Finn on an airship that's above the main airship, and we just drop him. Onto, and Finn is like, time to mutiny. And then that's the end of the show.
All of his mouths move in horrifying unity.
Well, we don't need to fucking play the game anymore.
It's a cacophony of
mutiny. So, hey, it's been a pleasure to be your DM. We'll be doing the Q&A wrap up. Look forward to next week is going to be the Q&A wrap up. We'll answer any questions you guys have, and then
how many mouths does Finn have?
446. Get fucked.
Hey everybody, that was a great episode. And this one, the roll for humanity, once again, is going to the Trevor Project. I'm going to go ahead and roll a d20 for that. And that roll is a 10, so we'll be donating $10 to the Trevor Project. If you want to donate, and we encourage you to do that, because we donate every single week that we have episodes, and that's every single week, 52 weeks in a year, 53 on a leap year. And so the link will be in the bottom of the episode, and we encourage you to go give your money away to something that you love to do.
I'm not sure Devin knows how time works.
Hey, shut your mouth and enjoy your extra week.
Hey, and really, you can help promote the show by going to store.offstupid.org, and you can get yourself a World's Best Boat Dad mug. Yep. You can get yourself a Holy Symbol sticker, an Oslo's Backpack sticker. There's so many good. You can get yourself a There's Always Mutiny sticker of Finn, and it's not just a picture of a puddle on the floor, so...
Although that would be very good. Funny. Very funny.
All the mouths moving at once. There's always mutiny. Oh god.
Want me to go?
Go for it. Okay. Go.
If you ever wanted to be a patron, you ever wanted to have warlocks at your beck and call.
Yeah.
Well, I've got good news for you, brother. Head on over to www.patreon.com/lawfulstupidpodcast. Become a patron of ours and make us all very powerful warlocks. If you do so, you can send me magical items like this ring that lets me change warlock spells. And today, a very special one. Time is weird and stupid, but at the time we are recording this, the very next day, I will be taking a very special job that I'm very excited about. It has to do with rocks. So for today...
I said, of course it does.
Of course it has to do with rocks. For today, I present a new spell. Eldritch Clast. Because as we all know, Clast is a piece of rock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all.
It's just
if you become a patron, you can get cool rewards like playing a game with us. I hear that happened while I was gone. Haven't heard.
Oh, it is an exclusive that when Perry leaves, that's when we'll do it.
It's only when Perry leaves. So unfortunately, you won't
have to
play with Perry.
$500 a month if you want to.
Just send her. Is it the $500 a month to send one of the characters away for a period of time? It's the sabbatical tier.
The sabbatical.
I'm tired of this character for a while.
Man, I cannot.
What do you think happened to Garrett?
I really just don't like this character. Hey, I'm going to give you $500 to get him off.
Who paid to get rid of Garrett?
I did.
All the patrons. They pulled together.
Pass the hat.
But if you go to Patreon. Start.
Go for it. Do it. Go be a patron. Also, if you want to
be a patron, we'll be waiting for you.
When you become a patron, you also get access to things like members only and the Discord, which we have, which is a great community. And when you're in that members only Discord, you can also confer with everyone on which other character you want to pay to have a sabbatical next. This is all theoretical. It's not real, but we have a lot of great people who are hanging out.
I'm open to it.
That's what happened to me. That's why I was gone for so long.
You pay $100 a month, I'll leave tomorrow.
As soon as I find out who paid to have me off the show for so long. Let me tell you, I'm coming for you, buddy. I'm spitting in your left shoe.
I'll send you my address.
It was still me, but whatever.
good.
So, come join the Discord for plenty more shenanigans like this.
Come and join our Discord.
Come and join our Discord.
We'll be waiting for you. That was nice.
Nice.
A little different. I'm going to ask you to write and review the show on iTunes. And if you're not on iTunes, you're on Spotify or whatever, just be like, hey, it's a good podcast. If you need to, look up their corporate phone number. Give them a call. Call Spotify corporate and be like, hey, you know, Lawful Stew Podcast? They're pretty good. And tweet about the show. Using that. Definitely is killing me right now. Tweet about the show using the hashtag StupidCast, and I'll sing your phrases right here in the episode for you to listen to and enjoy.
Can we imagine that someone named Kimberly did? What would that sound like?
The best things in life are always free, including my best friend, Kimberly.
That's
a freebie for all the Kimberlys out there. But if you want that to be your name, if you want to be Kimberly, tweet about the show using hashtag StupidCast and say, I proudly announce to the world, I am Kimberly. And yeah, it'll be good. And then I will leave you with a question to think and grow on for the coming week. This is one that I struggle with in my own life. So let's say you go to a movie theater. It's not COVID times, so you're allowed to go to the movie theater. This is in the long, long ago of 2019. And you go to the movie theater and it's packed. It's a big feature release, like the newest Avengers film. And you went alone, because you don't have any friends or loved ones and that love the Avengers as much as you do. So this is your first preliminary trip. You're going to see it again with your friends and loved ones. But this is like your special one. But it's packed. It's opening night. Every seat is taken. So you go to you get your favorite seat because you get booked your tickets in advance. And you got to pick your seat. And you're right in the middle, about 18 rows up, but right in the center. That's your sweet spot. And you sit down, and there's people on either side of you. They're strangers. Which armrests can you use?
None of them.
Dwayne?
I thought this was going to be an ass or a crotch question.
Shut up for 1 second!
Thank you. It's not an ask or crotch question because we all know the answer to that. You ask each person you pass through individually. Ask crotch. Ask crotch.
Ask crotch. You spin accordingly.
Yeah, and you go accordingly to their workouts. Yeah, to what they want. But I'm just asking, like, which armrests are polite to use? Do you just pick one? Does everybody pick one? Everybody used their right one, you'd be good. And everybody use their left one, you'd be good. But, like, people aren't that organized. So, like, my question is, you're in that scenario. What do you do? I expect answers next week from each of you.
Take up as little space as possible. Don't touch anyone.
Remember when I said next week, I expect answers from all of you?
I don't listen to you. I don't answer to you, Shane.
I hate Ray. Goodbye.
Bye.
Give her another sabbatical.
Sabbatical coming up.